an August recess, and unfinished business. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. We talk a lot about making the deadline for the Farm Bill pretty much every time the Farm Bill is up for renewal, and this year is no different. But Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, seems more optimistic than some.
As we've kind of moved into summer, we're kind of moving out of the taking input phase and sort of getting the putting pen to paper and eventually putting finger to keyboard phase, writing the bill and what that's going to look like. And I believe both committees have begun that process on the staff level. They're talking to each other on the Republican and Democratic side, and also talking between the House and the Senate about kind of what their vision for the Farm Bill is and what they're going to be able to do.
Minnick says that committee hearings went well, with cotton concerns heard.
It was an opportunity for the industry to engage with the members, lay out its priorities. And the members on both sides asked really good questions about specific priorities, whether it be the marketing loan or the economic adjustment assistance program for textile mills, or just the general need for increasing reference prices and taking away the Stacks PLC prohibition.
Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council.
I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.